from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
O'clock on a Wednesday, Sports Radio 92.9 again. Morning shift. It is Wednesday, right? Yes.
That's right. It's Wednesday.
Isn't it funny?
Which one's Wednesday?
Okay. Yes.
Which one Wednesday?
Yes. Okay, good. Yes.
Hump day.
Rob, I can't deal with him.
Wow. All of a sudden.
I'm just kidding. He actually has a right to be mad at me today.
You did screw up our race night last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, this technology got in the way. Hey, Rob, can I ask you something before we get on to the next topic?
Sure.
Falcons related.
No.
Do you have a problem with Justin Simmons wearing number 31? I don't know if you've caught this. Justin Simmons, he'd be the first one since William Andrews.
William Andrews. And William Andrews is like one of my all-time favorite Falcons. By the way, if you've never heard of William Andrews, go back and look at what he did in Denver. Look what he did to Ronnie Lott. And unfortunately for William Andrews, hurt his knee, and back then when you hurt your knee, you were never quite the same.
Yeah, he hurt his knee. It's been 40 years since he hurt his knee. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
If you don't like William Andrews or Gerald Riggs,
yep,
you probably should do some self, enter yourself and do some reflection, because you probably have an issue and it's
Gerald
yours.
Riggs, one of the nicest. I've worked with Gerald. I love Gerald Riggs.
There's some human beings you meet in this world.
Yeah.
Algie Crumpler is one of them. Hashtag Squid
Algernon.
Gerald Riggs is one of them. Jeff Van Note is one of them. And I'm talking about, Falcons of the past. I mean, obviously, Arch. But those three guys, those are three of the nicest human beings you'll ever be around. And they're also extremely good football players.
Oh, Gerald Riggs replaced William Andrews,
mm-hmm.
and he toiled with bad Falcons teams. I was so happy for him. He went up to Washington, won a Super Bowl, and basically what his specialty was, 2-yard line and in. He just went up there and he carried the ball from the 2-yard line and got like 12, 14 touchdowns that year.
What year
and
was
I was so happy for him.
What year was that? That wasn't the 91. Didn't they win it? I need to check that.
I can't remember the exact year, but he went up there. He was like a touchdown special.
Yeah, they had Ernest Biner on that 91 Super Bowl team, yeah. I remember.
But as far as wearing 31, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You don't have a problem with it, or you don't want him to?
Oh, I have zero problem with it.
Yeah,
no.
I don't either. I mean, but he's it's
It's the first time.
It's the first time. And so I think that it's an eye-opener for a lot of people because when I got here, 78 was my college number. It's not available. Nobody wears 78 anymore.
Yeah. Mike Ken, who should be in the Hall of Fame, and he'll tell you that too, but he's right. He should have been.
So 78, I think. And again, the Falcons don't retire numbers, but it's very eye-opening when somebody does wear certain numbers. And it's been a long time since somebody's been in 31. I don't have a problem with it. But I know that a lot of people have and have expressed that on socials that –
That's
a sacred number.
I don't know what you can do. I mean, I don't know if anybody will ever wear two again.
Let me ask you this. Let me flip that around. In 25 or 30 years, when we're old geezers talking shop on the front porch of a, retirement home, are you going to have a problem when the Falcons hand somebody number two?
Well, I'll probably be even more of a curmudgeon than I am now, so probably, yeah. But I would say as soon as his name is hanging in the rafters, I don't have an issue with it. Gerald Riggs was on that 91 Super Bowl team for the Washington.
How many touchdowns?
That's a good question, and I will tell you.
It's like 12 to 14.
He had 11. Hold on. Can we just give him a little bit of props? That's a hell of a memory that you remembered Super Bowl. You couldn't remember the year, so that deduct a point. But we'll add points for almost being within one of how many he actually had. Yep. 11. And I'll tell you this. If you want to talk about overall touchdown, it's still just 11. 11 touchdowns. That's an amazing. He only had 78 carries. That Ernest Biner was the workhorse on that team.
But they bring him in. He's like the 2-yard line and end specialist. And good for him. I was really happy. And I hated the Redskins. But I was happy that he got his Super
Bowl. They beat us. That year.
That was that playoff game where they intentionally left the grass. I think Harper LaBelle's on that team, and I think the Redskins intentionally left the field saturated to slow down the Chuck and Duck offense.
I remember as a kid watching that game, that was one of the loudest. I remember watching that game and hearing the crowd through the TV and saying, man, that place is so loud.
That year the Falcons won a playoff game. They won at New Orleans.
Yeah, I remember that. They had a crazy return or something in that game that kind of sealed the deal. I think Deion might have been on that. Deion might have had that covered. Kickoff return or interception return or something. I remember watching. I was only 8, so my memories are not as good on those.
All right, the notion of accuracy, and from what I gathered, I was thinking, well, if you just clean up somebody's fundamentals, get their feet under them, everything else is a quarterback, the accuracy, you can increase accuracy a little bit, but for the most part, you either have it or you don't. And that's when I think about Joe Milton. Everybody falls in love with that one pass he threw for New England. You're basically not going to get that much better as far as accuracy goes. A little bit, certainly.
I think it's almost
like an innate thing. You either have it or you don't.
Well, I think there's a wider window for a guy like him because I think there are people that have accuracy in their back pocket, but their mechanics get lazy.
Yeah,
right. And I think that he's probably.
But
I'm talking
about guys that are coached up with stellar mechanics. And they're consistent with their mechanics, like a pitcher would be. Still not going to be elite accurate.
I think that
you can't
people,
get there.
That's the reason I think that Tua Tagovailoa always had a lot of people in his back pocket, the Dilfers of the world that coach through the Elite 11 or whatever the high school ranks coming up and go, dude, he's incredibly gifted. Because he's always insanely accurate when he throws the ball.
How much of that, though, is understanding of the game? How much of that is watching film, knowing the route, knowing as much about the receiver's route
everything
as
Everything I
him.
Read based on that is if you have all of that, you either have it or don't. Yeah, you can increase it a little bit, but you're not going to be elite. That's what separates the greats from even with arm strength.
I just find it hard to believe. And I don't know, Mike, you tell me, you play with guys.
It's like pitchers, you either have command or you don't. You can learn it a little bit through your mechanics and keeping them steady and consistent, but some guys just have it.
But having good mechanics and having an understanding of when, we were watching practice the other day, and I've heard people talk about, well, Kirk Cousins' ball is coming out, doesn't come out and look the same, have the velocity that Michael Penix's does. And then you go watch practice, Mike, and you and I talked about this. I think you were standing and we were talking about it. And Penix is throwing rockets on 7-yard routes, and Cousins is, putting a little touch. There is something to be said about throwing a catchable ball and the understanding of when to heat it up and when to not. And I think that takes into – that is in the factorization of accuracy as well for me.
Well, And honestly, this all goes back to, let's not get too deep in the weeds here, but I think this all goes back to spatial awareness right? When you talk, and there's been studies done about the difference between males and females about what their, you know, spatial awareness is a bigger thing for males, and I think
that's right.
Creativity, as far as color palette and things like that go, is more of a female kind of thing. And spatial, I mean, that's one of the reasons that when you play like video games and things like that, guys tend to be much more into video games than their female counterparts because of spatial awareness. I think it's all about what level of spatial awareness you have in terms of how accurate you are as a quarterback, right? Can you see the depth? Can you see the speed of guys crossing the field and how far away they are
and sort of
gauge? Yeah, in anticipation and sort of gauge what that throw needs to be like. So I think you're right. I think there is a level that is not coachable in terms of vision, in terms of understanding, in terms of just flat out being able to see what's going on. I think some people are just gifted in that nature.
Somebody says it's like height. You either have it or you don't.
Well, it's good calves. You know what I mean?
Good calves. Don't skip leg day.
You can do all the calf curls you want, or you know that kind of thing. You can't swell up your calves.
You ever seen a guy that was really big and then he got really skinny? Always has big calf muscles.
Yeah.
Always, because they don't. Those things don't go away. It's the only thing you don't lose.
I've got lovely calves, by the way.
Do you?
I've always walked on the ball.
Heck of a thing
though
to crown yourself on.
Why don't you stand up? Let's see them.
Please don't. Stay seated. Don't make it weird. Oh, my God. We're standing up. Oh, we got a leg in
there. Beautiful
the air.
Calves.
Got a leg in there.
You know what? Not too shabby. You know what? You know what?
I've always walked on the balls of my feet. My friends say, you walk like you're about to take off running.
You know what?
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
I say a line all the time, and Mike doesn't know. You know what he's saying, Smokey the Bandit? Cowboys love fat calves.
A cankle sweat?
No, fat calves. Nobody loves cankles. No,
you're not in the studio right now. Rob's leg just got to about 1:30 on the clock. It's a little bit weird for a minute.
And then it got weird.
Well, we had to see. If you're going to make a brag about your calf muscles, you got to show them. I mean, come
Falcons
on.
Not getting a lot of love with the power rankings.
Who
but
cares?
I never cared.
People like
they're
Mike Florio
right now. They're at 19 right now, and I think that's just hilariously. I'd put them at 10 to 12. At the very least.
You know what? Leave us at 19.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine. Ignore us. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It is interesting to me, too, and I would love to see a study actually done on this. Get a composite of all the power rankings and do a composite then of all the experts' opinion on quarterback rankings.
Yeah.
Because usually you don't see that big of a discrepancy. I think Kirk is somewhere between 10 and 15 right now in most power rankings, right? He's a top 15 quarterback. A lot of people don't have him in the top 10. That's kind of how I feel after the last couple of signings. That's kind of how I feel about the Falcons. I think they're probably top half of the NFL. 19 to me, though, you start getting that much room between your quarterback ranking and your team ranking. I think that's where a lot of ground can be made up.
But look at the teams in front of them and this power ranking. If you want to go here, we'll go here. The Eagles at 5.
Yeah, after they imploded last year.
They got a good team. Their head coach is on the hot seat. Their quarterback didn't play the level he did the year before.
Doesn't see eye to eye with his coach.
Yeah, and I understand because the coach is kind of a stooge at times, and your quarterback's a mature one in the relationship there. All right, let's go down.
Right, he is, that's true.
Texans, Bills, Dolphins, fine. Bengals, quarterback's coming off a major injury. Their star wide receiver has held in all camp. Okay, fine. Packers, Cowboys. Star receiver has held in all camp. They haven't practiced it all together. Browns. Deshaun Watson.
He's not been, nor will he ever be, the Deshaun Watson we knew when he was at Clemson or the early part of his career.
If it doesn't get any better there for him, it's the worst trade and contract in the history of professional sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Rams at 13, no problem. Jaguars, didn't they implode late last year? Yeah. You don't know what Doug Peterson's going to be with those guys. You know, The Jets. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles
injury.
What
argument are you making here, though? Well, are you making that the Falcons should be ahead of these teams you're talking about?
I'm making that I'm not saying that they should be ahead. I'm saying how do you put the Steelers.
Why are you yelling all of a sudden?
Because you're asking, how do you put the Steelers? Make an argument for me for the Steelers of being ahead of the Falcons.
Well, my point being is that all the things that you don't know about that we are obviously very close to in Atlanta, and let me just play the other side of the coin for it. Nobody knows that that's going to happen with Atlanta either. You don't know what Robinson is an OC or Raheem as a head coach or Kirk in a different fold with a bunch of new wide receivers.
Okay, well, how are the Bears and Colts ahead of a team like the Falcons?
That is where I thought you were going, and that's why I asked the question. Tell me why the Colts. I can't for the life of me figure that one out.
Oh, because Anthony Richardson is an athletic freak who has never stayed healthy during a season. Since he's been in college, in NFL, he can't stay healthy. And you don't know what he can do.
And he's not very accurate, and he's never going to be all that accurate either, by the way. He's not.
The Bears, I can warm up to a little bit more than the Colts. The Bears had a good defense down the stretch last year.
I think
Caleb Williams has looked good. They got good wide receivers. Offensive line's remade. I can.
But I was told
the Steelers. I think the Steelers would be in the last five by the end of the year.
But hold on a second. I was told that you can't put a rookie quarterback with a defensive head coach, and that's why Justin Fields failed there. Andrew Matt
Eberflus. Well, there is a precedent to support that notion, though.
Yeah, really? Where? I mean, didn't Matt Ryan come in as a rookie quarterback with a defensive head coach?
Well, there's always
worked out for him.
There's always, the outlier is not the narrative, though. The narrative overwhelms.
I think if you went through the history, you could find a lot of defensive. Pete Carroll had Russell Wilson, and they worked out just fine. And that was a defensive head. I think that is something we've made up in our heads and we push. I'd like to see the numbers on that. Do you have the article on that?
No, I don't. It doesn't mean it's not the flex you think it is.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Rarely right, never in doubt. That's
tell you what. Well, you know what? I think you have good calf muscles.
Great calf muscles.
So you agree with me there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see how it is.
What? What kind of...
I don't know, Ralph. I deal with this every day.
What kind of ridiculous...
I don't know.
...stunted, limited logic is this we're dealing with?
I don't know.
Good Lord.
I ask the same question every day.
I'll tell you what, you can take the next hour and 45 minutes off. We're going to let the adults handle the
show. It works for me.
I like that plan.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, we should. Don't wake up. I'm kidding. That's terrible.
God.
I shouldn't say that.
That's two. That's wow. Two. You
that's
got two, one more.
That's two horrible things. Yeah. I apologize for that.
Thank you. You better. Holy smokes.
Hey, not exactly a sexy lineup for the Braves last night, but they got the job done. And Marcell Ozuna hit one to Smyrna. That's coming up next, top of the hour. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Wake up, Squid. Wake up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.